This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Yet another political football being bounced around to fit the mood of policymakers in our state is the Millennium Bulk Terminal in Longview. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says policy should not be predicated on a single type of commodity being shipped.
It could be any commodity. That's the sad fact, because we're just focused on the commodity. It's not the project itself. And where it is the project itself, we excuse in other projects like it because, well, you know, it's a good thing because we're moving people on the rail lines, you know, but when you're moving the wrong commodity, the exact same scenario, and that's not acceptable.
I asked Stuhlmiller if anything is or can be done to counter.
Basically, that's what this article and all the other efforts that our coalitions have from the business community have been attempting to do. Labor and business have been combined on this, trying to get those facilities ramped up and able to move product. But no, there's nothing really politically, because governor's office hasn't been interested in this notion. And, you know, it's another sword in the side of this project when the environmental impact statement says that you got to mitigate for the carbon impacts of the product passing through that Millennium facility and how it will be used on the other end. And that's, you just can't. You can't ask that of a port facility.
In a recent op-ed, Stuhlmiller says it sets a dangerous precedent and Washington has to do better or risk jeopardizing our entire trade-based economy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.